Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, thank you, Mary, very, very much. And she is my friend. She's really been a wonderful announcer for all of those years. I thank her for that and hope we have many, 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 many more years together. I'll bet we will. We have joining us right now Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum. He is great. He's a great plant man, and it's always fun to see what he brings to us. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about gingers today?
We're talking about a specific ginger. It's not a true ginger like you would use for like a ginger ale or something like that. It's called a Hedychium coronarium. It's a little hard to say, but if you type in butterfly ginger, you'll do a Google search and look it up. That's its common name. It's very widely available. It's a perennial. It's native to India and surrounding areas. So it's we're at the top of its range. You're not gonna see this up in northern Oklahoma or Kansas. It's not gonna go that far north. So we're kind of lucky that we can grow it. It's been hardy in my garden as well as the arboretum for years. With no problems at all. This is a plant that grows in full sun to part shade. It won't perform well in full shade, but it will perform in part shade. Like I said, the zones are 7B to 10. Average soil, average water, nothing really. You're not going out of your way to go crazy about this plant.
All right, I want to back up 25 feet and look at this plant and have you describe what I'm seeing.
Well, what I'm describing, it's a plant that comes up, and it's a thick stalk. Leaves come off of it, very corn-esque in some ways, usually about 5 foot tall. The flowers, when they occur, which is going to be from midsummer all the way into the fall, are going to be sitting up on top of this. They come out of this pine cone-looking structure. When you look at it, you're going to go, that looks like a pine cone. It's really not. It's just their flower bud, and it can continue to get larger and larger over time. So there's not a certain set number of flowers it's going to have. It's going to have this cone structure that continues to grow as it continues to get the nutrients and the water and the temperatures that it needs. The big white flowers look like white butterflies, hence its name, butterfly ginger.
Big, bold texture to it then, right? Big, bold texture?
Pretty bold texture. Not as bold as some of them. There's other Hedychiums that are much more bold textured. This one's a little bit, it's in that mid-range. It blends right in there with what I consider, some of the panicle hydrangeas, maybe Oak leaf hydrangea is pretty bold. But it's not as soft as, say, some of your ferns.
Okay. So, well, no, I gotcha. Yeah. When you use oak leaf hydrangea and ferns as your bookends, you got a long shelf.
but what I really fall in love with this plant and the whole group of Hedychiums, and there's some that are on a mail order that you can go find, and I'm falling in love with them because we can grow them and they're so different. But the big thing is the fragrance. So many of us work long hours. We only see our garden as we're passing out right early in the morning or when we come home in the evening, and we really don't see our gardens in the middle of the day. This plant, yes, it'll have its flowers open all day, but in the early morning, in the evening, when the light is low, it emits a fragrance that is to die for, and that's why you grow it. You grow it near your patio so you can sit there and you can smell this sweet honeysuckle-type fragrance that just goes. It just carries through the air.
All right. The man is having an attack, folks. That's why they call it coronarium. He's going nuts on this. Butterfly ginger. When you say there are colors available and many of them online, is that Plant Delights or do you have other sources?
There's numerous sources, but Plant Delights is the one that I look at catalogs all the time, and that's the one I looked at recently. I'm trying to talk Jenny into putting some more into the refurbished lay ornamental garden, so good. I want to put some in there to have some. But there's oranges and there's reds and there's pinks and yellows and there's tons and tons of different sizes and shapes.
All right, Plant Delights is a mail order source, an online source from North Carolina, correct?
Raleigh, yeah.
Yeah,
Raleigh,
North Carolina. All right, good deal. Education, tell us about education and concerts.
Education, the schedule is up. The classes are they're up on the website. Check them out. They start in late September. They will sell out quickly, so definitely if you're into wanting to learn some things about whether it's gardening or crafts or any of the classes that we have, certainly got to sign up soon.
Folks, go to Dallas Arboretum and then .org and then click on education and you'll see that whole list unfold. Concerts, same thing with the fall concerts?
Yeah, same thing with concerts. The schedule is up. It's they start in September. The first one's actually already sold out, so you're definitely going to have. If you want to go to a concert in the evening and experience the fall festivals, you see in the pumpkins and all that, as well as a concert. Definitely going to have to get your tickets soon.
All right, and folks, we're expecting some cooler weather in a couple of days. Another great chance for you to enjoy summer at the Arboretum, August Dollar Days. What's that all about?
Dollar Days. Everything to get in, it's a dollar per person, an extra dollar if you want to go see the Children's Garden as well. And if you go online and you look it up, you'll find a discount parking ticket that'll get you parking for only $5.
Oh, that's
definitely
worth,
definitely a good deal.
Oh, no kidding, it is. All right, how do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and just follow the green signs.
All right. DallasArboretum.org is the website. The 24-hour information number, Tucker, what is that?
Is 214-515-6500.
I love the fervor you had as you brought the butterfly ginger to us today. Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Okay. That is fun. Let me tell you right now that the Dallas Arboretum has been sponsored by the folks who are my announcer, and that's Mary Travelin and her team at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Garden and koi ponds are focal points of the best landscapes. Water lilies and lotus are blooming. New fish have arrived, so come to Dixon Brothers. Get some beautiful aquatic plants for your pond. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water. They have amazing displays of fountains, disappearing water features, ponds, and water gardens to inspire you. Visit Dixon Brothers to see both indoor and outdoor displays. Ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature for your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy the soothing sound of a waterfall, or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn. It sounds delightful, and it is. You and Dixon Brothers can make it happen. If you have a bigger project or you're unable to do it yourself, they can refer you to some wonderful contractors who can do you a beautiful job. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, koi ponds, and water wells. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we go back to our phone lines. Liz in Denison, thanks for calling.
No problem, Neil. Listen, I bought a house up here last February, and the front yard is St. Augustine. It's okay, but the backyard is wall to wall weeds, and I'm talking major stickers, no grass at all. And I wanted to know, should I do a total kill and come back in, or where should I, how should I handle it?
Well, it really does kind of depend on what the weeds are. I understand about the stickers. They're not a problem. When you scalp and rototill, they'll be gone. They'll probably try to come back next year, so we need to deal with that somehow. But I think my first question of you will be, why is there no grass back there? Is it shaded?
No, it's not shaded. I've got an elm tree on the west side of the yard that can hardly reach around, but the rest of the yard gets full sun. And I don't see anything but broadleaf weeds and sedge grass out there.
All right. And what was the last one?
Sedge grass.
Sedge?
Sedge. Yeah, sedge.
You're talking about like nut sedge?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That ramps it to a very different level. I would definitely get rid of that before you do anything else. Probably what I would do, Liz, if this were my yard, this is a good point and a good time to bring this up for everybody listening. If you have nut sedge, which some people call nut grass, and just bear with me because I want to bring everybody up to the same speed. If you are not sure what nut sedge looks like, it's a lovely weed, as weeds go, bright, shiny, green, grass-like leaves, and each plant will have maybe 6 or 7 leaves. When you pull one of them out, you will, if the root system comes out, you'll see little nutlets down on the roots. But the way that you can confirm that you have a sedge and not a true grass is by rolling it between your thumb and index finger. Sedges stems are triangular. All grasses have round stems. So if you have Johnson grass, if you have corn, if you have wheat, if you have St. Augustine grass or Bermuda grass, those stems are all round. If you have nut sedge, it's triangular. if you find that you have nuts edge, the product that has been around a long time is the original image product. And then there is another one that is not the same chemistry, but operates similarly, and that is called Sedge Hammer.
Is that one a good one?
They're both good, and the reason I'm bringing this up right now and why it's so critical right now is that if you use image, you must make two applications 30 days apart, and you must do the both of them between May 15 and September 15. So that means that the latest you can put your first treatment down for nuts edge with image is August 15. If you're going to have a second application by September 15. So you're on the borderline right now. You need to get that out if you're going to use image. Sedgehammer, I think they tell you that you only need one application. Whether it works as well or not, I don't know. I have used image. I used it before Sedgehammer came around, and I haven't had to use the Sedgehammer or anything in my yard since. But,
I was in the business for about 15 years, and I used image. It was a wonderful product.
It does a good job, but it has to have, and you know how to put it out, then you know that the instructions are rather vague on how much water to use with it while you're putting it out, and the reason for that is you're gonna water it in very heavily to get it into the soil. All right, so that's the option. I would do those two things, and then, Liz, what I would do in maybe late September, 20th, 25th of September, is I would till lightly, and I would sow ryegrass for the winter time and just get through the winter. Then next spring, and I'd use perennial rye. It's more expensive, but it is not perennial. It'll die away. That'll give you some good green grass through the winter and something to hold the soil. And then come May, you could put your sod out, whatever you choose to use at that point.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you got any recommendations on moles? I'm not going to take my 22.
Well,
I've got moles.
Yeah,
crazy in my yard.
Yeah, I have a lot of information on moles. That gets off into a second question. Let me send you to my website, to neilsperry.com.
Sure.
And the frequently asked questions, and that is in there. You just enter mole in the search, and that'll show you everything I had. There are traps that you would use, and it'll tell you how to use them.
I've got them. I can't get them.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll give you some guidance. You betcha. Thanks for the call very much. Good luck with all of it. All right. We're going to take our first break for this hour. We have Mason and Kaufman, Myrna in Dallas, and Jack in Cedar Hill, and we'll get right to you. Stay with us, please. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book that supersedes everything I've ever written. Not anything, but everything I've ever written. We combined all of the best of my boot books, you know, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 23 years ago, all of the concept of that. I really didn't open it and copy anything. I didn't copy one word out of that book because it's so old I wanted to put it aside. But the concept is there. And you may be aware that I did a gardening calendar each year for 30 years. I'm not doing those anymore. I put it in the book. Now, obviously, I don't have the month-by-month grid of each month for you to write on, but what I do have is 48 pages in this new book telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're growing, 4 pages per month, and that's chapter 2 of this book. So the calendar is now absorbed into the book, and some of you have seen my posters, the really comprehensive posters we did. They are, we still sell them, although we don't sell them very often. They're $10 each, and there were 4 of them. And they were the best trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers. That was one of them. The best annuals, best perennials, and then two others on lawns and on crepe myrtles. And at $10 each, folks, let me tell you, the book is $32.95 regularly, $28.95 right now. It's cheaper. All that information is in the book. This book is 344 pages, and it has a huge amount of information, 840 photographs and 25 or more multi-page charts. It is really user-friendly. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. I offer that because the book is not in stores. You can't go in and look at it and say, that's what I want. Now, if you have a friend who has one, you can say, hey, that's what I want. But if you don't have a friend with one to show you, then the only way to get it is to go ahead and order it. And I will promise you I will refund your money if you're not satisfied. Book is $28.95 on sale, down from $32.95, $7 tax and postage on the book. But I have a better deal for you, and this deal runs out this time next week. You have limited time left. At the time that you're buying the book, you also can buy a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. And instead of $23.95, it is $14 when you buy it with the book. So book alone, $28.95. Book in magazine, $42.95. These are not in stores. These are not on Amazon. You either need to call my magazine office before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you need to go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Again, 1-800-752-4769.
Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Thank you very much. If you are interested in investing in a business, I have a suggestion for you, and this is from my friend David Omholt with the Entrepreneur Authority, and his company is sponsoring the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney 5K, 10K, and Fun Run coming up on September 27. Do you dream of owning your own business? Owning a franchise business may be the solution. You can be your own boss while you benefit from a support system dedicated to your success. David Omholt is known as the Entrepreneur Authority. Entrepreneur Authority is Dallas-Fort Worth's number one franchise consulting firm, helping to guide buyers through the maze of options and finding your perfect fit in the franchise universe. It's the only franchise business consultant endorsed by the American Association of Franchisees and Dealers. Their structured approach enables people to profile their passions, skills, and lifestyle goals and match their profile to a leading franchise concept with the help of an expert advisor, and there's no charge for their services. Take control of your life and let the Entrepreneur Authority help you unleash your potential. For more information, call my friend. He is a real civic leader, folks. This is the real deal, a great guy. I have served on two different boards with David Omholt. I know him to be a real leader. David Omholt at the Entrepreneur Authority, 972-731-6766. Check out their website at EAUTH.com, EAUTH.com, 972-731-6766.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
I am so proud to have Wortham Brothers Roofing as a sponsor of my radio program. They are leaders in their industry. Wortham Brothers Roofing, established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's 27 years in the business, more than 60,000 roofs. I talked to them about how can you do that many roofs, and they explained it. They're just big and they're just good. And part of the reason that they have gotten big is because they are good and because customers are happy. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. Texas certainly is no stranger to severe storms caused by heavy damage to thousands of local roofs. These storms pop up quickly. Wind and hail can and will damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 to schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage. Call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com for a complete listing of roofing services. Have your roof inspected before your claim expires, before you list your home, and before you change insurance carriers. 972-562-5788. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers Roofing, wbroofing.com. Back to the phones, we have Mason in Kaufman. Mason, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
How may I help you?
I have a couple of big crepe myrtles, about 10 or 12 feet tall. They're 7 or 8 years old, and they've been doing fine up until this morning. I went out there to water them again, and they've got little tiny white spots all over the leaves, extremely tiny white spots. And the leaves, they're naturally a dark green, but the leaves look like they're turning towards a black color. It looks very unhealthy all of a sudden. I don't know what that is.
All right. I don't think it's anything terribly serious, but it's one of two things. When you say white spots are, and you say on the leaves, is this totally on the leaves, or are there some white spots on the stems too?
I didn't look at the stems. Let me run out there.
Well,
about a second, hold on.
Yeah, I can help you. You don't have to wear yourself out in and out right now. But sounds like you're headed out anyway.
I didn't look that close actually. I'm looking at a limb. I don't see any white spots on the limb.
All right. Are these elongated white spots, or are they just spots, just dots?
They look like dots.
All right. And do they rub off?
Yes.
All right.
They do.
Does it look like a dusting of flour?
Yes, it does.
All right. That's powdery mildew, and that is not a problem. Now, the black is probably another fungus that is called sooty mold. Sooty mold will grow on honeydew. When you get aphids or scale insects on crepe myrtles, you will get a sticky honeydew. It's what they excrete after they have fed on the leaves and on the twigs, and it will coat the plant just almost like a little splattering of varnish. And then this black sooty mold will grow in it. If you you'll have the same thing happen with oak trees and pecans and elms and some of our best trees. If you happen to have an old oxidized car parked beneath one of those trees and this honeydew fell there, you'd get the sooty mold on that too. So it doesn't have to be on living tissue. It's ugly, but it's not harmful. That's probably left over from something from last year. I don't hear anything that sounds terribly threatening to the tree. Probably what you have is powdery mildew because of the moisture that we've had this summer and the very humid conditions.
They just turned this way the last 3 days. I here watered them two, three days ago. They looked fine.
I got
here this morning.
Understand.
It happened real quick.
Yeah, it sounds like powdery mildew. I'm flying blind. I can't see it, mind you. I'm very familiar with crepe myrtles, very active on the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney board for the last 15 years. But that's what it sounds like is powdery mildew. It doesn't sound like aphids.
So what do I spray on it?
I don't think I would worry about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't think, yeah. And Mason, you are welcome to post a photo on my Facebook page and let me see what it is for sure. But it sure sounds like powdery mildew. If it rubs off and looks like flour, that's the perfect definition of powdery mildew.
So it'll be all right. It'll eventually go away?
It will go away when it turns hot and dry, which I think we're probably going to do for a few weeks. These leaves are going to be gone in 2 months anyway. It's just not a thing to worry about at this point. If you were calling me in May, I might give you a different answer, but not at the end of the summer.
Okay. I certainly appreciate it, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a good Sunday.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Myrna, I was trying to get to you before the news. Hang with me. We'll get you right up on the other side. Leroy in Fort Worth and Jack in Cedar Hill. I'll get to all three of you in the next segment. I'm going to get to our newscast on time. That always is a star in my cap when I get to do that, and we're pretty close to being able to right now. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to Dallas area and Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903. Obviously, they started in Dallas, but now they serve the whole Metroplex. 111 years serving the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. They've earned multiple awards. They keep winning awards. The list piles up and up and up because they are really good. Now, here is an offer that they make to you, and I took them on this offer the minute that we brought them aboard as advertisers years ago. For about $12 a month, you can keep your heating and air conditioning system running efficiently and problem-free. Get their Dallas Plumbing Company Air Conditioning and Heating Silver Star Service Plan. It's $145 a year for one unit. So you divide that by 12, and it's $12.25 a month. For only $95 per year or more for each additional unit in your home or business, we have them look at each of our air conditioning and heating systems. And they are really good. They service them. They put new filters in, and they are really, really good. 214-340-6300. You know, a lot of the problems that we have with our heating and air conditioning systems could be avoided by early intervention and good maintenance, and that's what they do with their Silver Star service plan. 214-340-6300. And by the way, if you are in the market for new kitchen and bath fixtures, they have a beautiful showroom at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's about a mile north of LBJ. It's 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. They're open Monday through Friday and then Saturday mornings. Again, the phone number to Dallas Plumbing, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Trees represent your most important investment in your landscape, and so it makes all the good sense to take the best possible care of the trees in your surroundings. Arborological Services can do that for you because their talented people are well-versed in trees. That's all they think about. Now, they have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, and those men and women divide up the Metroplex. You will be talking to the same person each time that you have an appointment with them. They'll come to your home and inspect your trees very carefully. They will make recommendations if something needs to be tended to or needs to be done, and otherwise they are there to stand alongside you and help you. Now, they do everything from routine maintenance of trees. They do limb removal. Maybe you have a branch that is threatening to fall, or maybe you have a dead branch high in a tree and you say, well, I'm not climbing 40 feet up. Well, their people do that. You know, one of the cool things that Steve Hauser, the founder and owner of Arborological, told me one day, I said, Steve, how long a ladder do you guys have to carry for some of the big trees that you go into? He said, Neil, we don't carry ladders. Anybody needs a ladder, they need to work for somebody else. He said, they're not safe. I thought, oh my goodness gracious, these people are skilled tree climbers. They're amazing to watch, and they're just as good at the care that they give your trees. They're just amazing people. I love this company. I'm so proud to represent them to you. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. They are strictly local in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but they have that toll-free number to make it easier. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. On the web, arborological.com. And on the phone, it's Arborological Services. That number is 866-552-7267. Time to check in with the WBEP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. 9:33 from the WBEP 24/7 news desk. I'm Major Logan, and I'd like to order a Glock and a light beer. We'll tell you what that's all about after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Construction, I-30 eastbound from Buckner Boulevard to Big Town Boulevard, scheduled to block the right lane until 10. More construction, I-35E, northbound ramp to North Dallas Tollway. That's blocking the exit northbound until 11 this morning. LBJ eastbound from Valley View Lane to Midway Road sees construction blocking the left two lanes until noon. The WBAP 24/7 forecast. Well, we got a heat advisory remaining in effect until 7 p.m. Sunny, hot, and humid. High of 102 with a heat index going as high as 108 today. Low tonight, 79, 99 for the high tomorrow. Right now, it's 85 degrees. Palestinian negotiators say they have accepted an Egyptian proposal for a new three-day ceasefire with Israel. That decision aims to clear the way for renewed negotiations on a long-term truce agreement in the Gaza Strip. The officials representing various Palestinian factions spoke on condition of anonymity because they were discussing sensitive negotiations. Israel walked away from negotiations this weekend after rocket fire resumed, saying it would not negotiate under fire. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission is considering a request to allow alcohol sales at gun shows. That proposal has various restrictions, but North Texans 24/7 News talked with said that they did not think it was going to be a matter of importance.
I can't imagine a gun show wanting to sell alcohol with those kind of restrictions. There'll always be somebody who could find a way around it.
Alcohol usually adds a lot of tension and stress, and with guns around, I wouldn't advise no.
Before any action is taken, there will be a 30-day public comment period. The TABC says the original request to sell alcohol at gun shows came from a Dallas-Fort Worth area gun club. Again, we're looking at a high today of around 102. It is 85 degrees now. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is available to you now, and it's on sale. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It is so much better than the book you will find in the bookstores. That's my complete guide to Texas gardening. It's now 23 years old. Lone Star Gardening is not available in stores, not available on Amazon, only from my magazine, office, and at my website. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. The book is normally $32.95, get it for $28.95 for a very limited time, just days longer. The better offer, save on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. It's only $14, regular $23.95. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Order by calling 1-800-752-GROW or from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Thank you very much. That man knows what he's talking about. Let me tell you about Scott's Garden Heat and Drought Recovery Program from the Scott's Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been going through just a dreadful drought these last several months and these last many years. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scott's has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong going through the rest of the summer and into the fall. First, there's preparation. If you're doing any fall plantings, it's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not going to be enough. You need to use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. If you go to scotts.com, you'll find a lot of information to help your plants survive the heat and the drought. And our thanks to Scott's for that and for their support in Garden Heat and Drought and their recovery program. Scotts.com, Scott's Miracle-Gro. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. Let's go to Myrna in Dallas. Myrna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Well, I have ginger plants, and they're not doing well. A friend of brought them to me last March of 2013. They did pretty good. I had a few blooms, and he's right. They are wonderful, wonderful to smell. This year, they came up. They did pretty well. And around, I guess it was the June, they didn't look so good, so I thought I would fertilize these. And I may have done some damage then because the leaves started rolling in from the sides. And now they're just lying down.
Not happy.
So I've tried to water them, but maybe I'm overwatering. What do you think?
Well, let me ask the one thing that just kept going across my mind as you described all this. Has anything changed in terms of lighting, sunlight? Are they in more sunlight than they were last year? Any tree get trimmed or taken out or anything?
No, sir. And I planted them near on the east side of a fence, and they're about 12 to 18 inches away from the fence, mm-hmm. so they get full morning sun, and of course, they have evening shade. Maybe are they getting too much sun?
Well, if it was the same situation last year, no, obviously, because that didn't change. I just thought maybe a tree had been taken out or something had changed. All right, so I got to move on from that one. When they came out this spring, were they immediately bad looking or did they get worse by June? It was just in June then. All right.
In June, right after I fed them, actually.
Well, it may very well be that you burned them with too much nitrogen. If you used a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, especially if it was a quick release nitrogen.
Okay.
And
now they didn't turn brown.
Well, they don't always. I ended up putting some lawn fertilizer in some containers, and I did some damage to a couple plants this summer as well.
Okay.
And so I'm, this is like the pastor who says, do as I say, not as I do. because I did some damage to a couple of my plants as well, and I'm familiar with it, and they didn't necessarily turn brown. They just really were not happy. I don't have a good answer. Lethargy is a hard thing to identify, you know, for a medical doctor or for a guy doing a radio talk show on gardening. It's hard without seeing it to figure out what might
happen. Well, would you just keep watering and let them
Water will dilute the nitrogen that is there. I hope the plants have enough vigor left to come back up from their roots next spring. It may be that there was some latent damage from the cold this winter. This was a pretty cold winter. You're in Dallas. That tended to be about 6 or 8 degrees warmer than those of us who live outside the Dallas urban heat pocket, Fort Worth urban heat pocket. Myrna, I thought I was going to be able to help you, and otherwise I would have told my screener to just say, I don't think I have an answer. But now I'm willing to say I'm not sure I have a good answer. Moisture will never hurt. Don't water them if they're wet. Don't let them get really dry. That's the main thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best I have, and it's not an answer I'm proud of.
Well, I'll just say a little prayer.
All right, and I'll be praying for you, too. All right, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me go to Leroy in Fort Worth. Leroy, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Long about last February, I called in concerning the grass blurs in my yard.
Okay.
And I was told to use either Dementia or Halt in March and again in June. And I did that. I put on heavy applications March 15th and June 12th. But the grass blurs were getting heavier and spreading quite badly. Is there something else I can use now to kill them?
No, and those materials, I rarely ever get a call back saying it didn't work. Those materials work very, very efficiently, either one of them, Dimension or Halts. And they're long-standing products. The only thing I can wonder about is if there might have been a heavy rain after that first one, or I don't remember a lot of heavy rains, but maybe that happened, or maybe you didn't get good uniform coverage, and that insults your intelligence and ability. And I apologize before you have a chance to gasp back at me. But those materials are the ones to use. In normal years, I would tell you, please put the first application on earlier than the 15th of March. I'm a practical guy, and I know that this was a late spring, so I don't think that was the problem. But in other years, I would sure try to do it in the first week of March and then the first week of June. It's better to be a couple of days too early or a week too early than a couple of days too late, because once they germinate, you don't get any control. Are they coming up in all of the same places they came up last year?
Well, they're, but they're also spreading.
Well, I understand that. You're talking about sprawling? The plants are sprawling?
Well, the grass blurs are getting thicker throughout the yard.
Okay, but is it the same area where you had grass blurs last year? What I'm asking, let me ask it in different words. Do you see any relief anywhere in the yard where, well, it seemed to work over there, but I still have them over here? Is there any of that, or are they uniform through the entire yard?
Well, they're pretty uniform.
All right, then I would try the other material, whichever one you used. I would switch to the other one next year, and I would move the date up just a little bit earlier to about the no later than the 10th. Of March, and I don't think that is the reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I don't think that's the reason. You do not water heavily when you put these on. You put them on and then you water lightly. Put the granules out and then you water lightly.
That's what I did.
Okay.
That's what I was
talking about. Yep, I know, and I have no fault to find. I can't remember a callback from somebody who has used these products perfectly and did not get good results. It just
maybe I'm not using enough. I have about 3/4 acre.
Well, that's 30,000 square feet, and you have to figure how. If a bag says this covers 5,000 square feet, then you would need 6 bags.
Well, I did, and so I used 8 bags.
Well, you don't have to overdo it, but whatever the you have to do the math, and 3/4 acre is 30,000 square feet. You might find that it would be more economical to go to a farm supply store if you're dealing with that size of property. They may have some products that will be equal to in their performance and that, well, better than, but that would be a little more affordable on big territory.
Okay.
Leroy, that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
You did it right. You bet. Good luck with it. All right. I thought I was going to have a good answer on that one, too. So, oh, well, that's what happens. The pre-emergent weed killers are very effective on grass burrs and crabgrass. They work wonderfully. The problem comes if anything is not done exactly right or on time. Folks, my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, I want you to get it, and I really want you to subscribe to our magazine, but we've had this offer up now since April, and I'm taking it away, have other things I want to do with my ad time, and it will not involve the magazine at all, and so not in this way, certainly. And so I really, if you want to save a huge amount of money on the magazine, this is your chance. My magazine is 29 years old. It has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. And it is written specifically for Texas. I love doing our magazine. The awards have been nice, but just the fun of doing it is the real reason. I've been in that business for almost three decades. All right, so that's the magazine. It normally is $23.95 per year, but you can get it for $14 a year today until 11 if you buy it in combination with the offer on my brand new book. Now, we have the book on sale, too. It's not like I raised the price of the book so that I could cut the price on the magazine. They're both on sale. Book is normally $32.95. It's printed right there on the back cover. And you get it for $28.95 if you call before 11. So the book, which is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, published just 3 months ago, 4 months ago, it is the book I always wanted to write. It covers every aspect of outdoor landscapes and gardens in the Lone Star State. From chapter one, which is basics. Chapter two is the calendar, the 48-page calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're trying to grow. And then chapter three is trees, and then on with shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and turf. All of that. And 25 or more multi-page charts, 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. I know you're going to like the book. The book is not in stores. Magazine is not in stores. The only way you can get them, not on Amazon either, the only way you can get them is by calling my magazine office before 11 o'clock today at 1-800-752-GROW or by going to my website, neilsperry.com. Book alone, $28.95 plus $7 tax and postage. That's $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95. That offer is going away in the next 7 days. So call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future. One day.
All All right. Those Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney people trust me. Oh, they trust me. You know, Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved in April of 2005. I've told you about that. If you're new to my program, she had the flesh-eating bacterium that is fatal so often, and Streptococcus pyogenes strain A. It is not MRSA. It's, if anything, it's worse than that. But they knew what it was, and they helped her, and we have a wonderful daughter who is prosperous and the mother of three wonderful boys, Joseph and two other boys. You see Joseph on my Facebook page pretty often. Well, that happened because of Baylor Plano, and my wife serves proudly on the Baylor McKinney board. Now, to my point, here is a word they trust me to say. Neurointerventional radiology. How's that for a plant guy, huh? For people with brain, this is a serious topic, so from here on I'm going to go right with what they told me. For people with brain aneurysms, strokes, some tumors, and many other brain and spinal vascular conditions, neurointerventional radiology can offer a less invasive alternative to traditional surgical therapy. With new treatment methods available at Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano, patients will experience faster recovery times and shorter hospital stays. Patients can expect to resume their usual activities more quickly than with open surgical options. For a referral to a neurologist or neurosurgeon on the Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano medical staff, they invite you to call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number 4. 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. Baylor Plano is at the northeast corner of George Bush and Preston Road. Baylor McKinney is at the northwest corner of Highway 380 and Lake Forest. Love these hospitals. They are just fabulous. The Baylor Healthcare System, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. We go to Jack in Cedar Hill. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Neil, for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got two large red oaks that, they're 25 years old, in fact, pretty good size, and the leaves are falling on me real bad, and they are... they've got white, looks like the green part of the leaf has been eaten away, and you can actually almost see through it where it's got white spots on it.
Okay, I can help you with that. When you stand off to the side of the trees 30 feet away, do they look sparse, or is it just enough leaves on the ground that you're concerned about them?
One of them is really dropping bad. It's getting pretty thin. The other one's not quite as bad.
All right. The problem that you're describing, I have right outside my window at my home where I sit typing all day long, and I'll glance up to look at birds and other things. And I have a bur oak that has the same thing. It happens every year. The leaves look almost like parchment.
Yes.
Okay. That's a result of a little insect that gets in between the surface of the leaf and between the two surfaces and devours that internal tissue. It's called a sawfly, S-A-W-F-L-Y, and it's not harmful. I've been watching the same bur oak for 20 years, and right now, as I recall it, it's looking like it has 30 or 40 of the leaves that have done that, and I see it on Schumard red oaks also. It's not a concern. Now, why so many leaves would be falling is a little more concerning to me. Are you aware of any other problem? No lightning strike, no weed killer damage?
No, I haven't put out any weed killer.
Okay.
Killer on my lawn in years.
Have you been able to water the trees as well as in other years?
Yes.
Okay.
I can only water... 2 days a week, but fact is, I got the soaker hose going on one of them right now.
Okay, yeah, we're allowed to water 2 days a month in Collin County, every 2 weeks, once every 2 weeks, and my red oaks are not dropping anything, so that's I don't know why a leaf would drop. You may have some birds that are pulling them off. I'll see that happen. Not usually more than a couple of hundred of them. You know, if you get a flock of birds in there, they'll peck at them.
I picked up this morning from a week ago, I raked up over a 50-gallon sack full.
Wow. No, that's a lot. I think that may very well be, it could be, I'm really being speculative. Jack, when you have a tree that is one of our best landscape trees running into some kind of what probably is a minor problem, it's kind of hard to identify it because they normally don't have problems. That could be some leftover powdery mildew that will occasionally show up on them in the spring when you have hot, humid conditions, and we've had some of that this year. I'm just guessing. If you want to be sure, the best thing to do is to contact a certified arborist. I did an ad for one just a few minutes ago. The sponsor I have, and Robert can tell you, I know you don't have internet access. That was discussed off air.
Yes, sir.
But my website, they have a front page ad on my website at neilsperry.com. I normally don't give plugs when I'm giving answers.
I understand.
But I would consider hiring an arborist to come look, or you could take some leaf samples that are still green. They're falling green, correct?
Yes, sir.
I would take those into a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional in Cedar Hill. You'd be close to the Duncanville Callaways. They have Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals.
I took some in two weeks ago to them, and they told me it was a mite of something or another, and I have sprayed them with systemic.
Okay, now mind you, I'm talking about the leaf drop. I am not in any way talking about the sawfly. Sawfly is a different thing, and I will lock tight on that one. I've given you that answer in terms of I'm comfortable with that one. I know that one's correct.
Okay.
The parchment, and you'd have to control that with a systemic insecticide applied back in June, probably May or June. It is of zero concern. The leaf drop is what I'm wondering. Are all the leaves that are hitting the ground ones that have been hit by the sawfly?
No, they're not.
Some of them are solid green.
Some of them are solid green.
That's what I want you to show to the Master Certified Nursery Professional. Don't even worry anymore about the parchment. That's like pimples on a teenager. It's just not a big deal.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Okay. That's the best I have. A certified arborist is probably still going to be your best bet, and it never hurts to have them look at it. So I appreciate Robert will help you. He has a list of my advertisers. Robert Borowski has been running my boards and answering the phones today. I thank him for that. 1-800-752-GROW is the number to my office. I'm Neil Sperry. Join me on Facebook. Join us next week. Until then, happy gardening.